Welcome back to the SermonCoach.com podcast. We're here with Dr. David Maines, the director of SermonCoach.com. I'm your host, Dean Wilson, and we've been talking about subjects of interest to pastors who want to know how to preach more effective, life-transforming sermons. We've been spending a number of podcasts talking about the subject of revival, the coming alive again of a church, or of a people, or of a nation. Last time we talked about what it would be like to have revival in the church and the characteristics that we see. And also we promised to talk this time about personal revival or family revival. But I think before we do that, we need to get a handle on how an individual church may be doing in regard to the 9 characteristics that we talked about with regard to revival. These are the 9 signs or symbols or examples that the presence of Christ is evident in a church in such a strong way that the church is coming to life again. And just to remind you, they are worship, love, holiness, the word coming alive through preaching, prayer, evangelism, a sense of well-being, service, and lastly, spiritual warfare. So David, how do we go about evaluating a church as to where they are in experiencing that coming to life again that revival means?
I had an interesting experience, Dean. I was speaking out on the West Coast in a church that was growing like everything, and the great desire of the pastor was to experience revival as a congregation. I said to him after I'd been there, I was there for several days, and I said to him, you know what, your church, worship is a very big part of your church. It's one of your strong points. The people, from all I can tell, love each other. They're doing very well. Your preaching is strong. I don't know where the church is in regard to holiness, but I'm assuming that there is growth that is taking place and the people are living righteously. Your prayer meetings, you're far better attendance than almost any church I've ever seen. You're having a constant number of new converts. So evangelism, there's this sense of, we really like church. There's this well-being. The people are totally involved in service. There's nobody who's a member of the church who hasn't recognized certain spiritual gifts and is using them. And you're very aware of spiritual warfare. You want to know something? You're in the middle of revival and you don't know it. And the pastor said to me, I don't think so. And I said, why? And he said, you know, I remember, and his dad was a missionary down in South Africa. I remember when we had revival there, there were people in tears and they were coming to the front and all the rest. And he had a certain picture of revival in his mind. And he was pushing these people to come to the place where they were crying down in front. And there was this certain sense of repentance and such. And I said to him, I think you're already arrived at what you're expecting. You're never going to have heaven. But every one of the signs of revival that I have studied, they are evidenced here, not in perfection, but a long way. And you know what? People coming to the front weeping and repentance, that's not always going to happen in revival. Right. It happens in different ways.
Yes.
And I talked to him, and he never let go of that. And I said, I think you need to say to your people, you know, we are experiencing a wonderful sense of renewal and revival right now, and I commend you, and let us retain this and work to not let the sense of the Lord's presence go. But he had a wrong picture in his mind. So these are very important to me. That's kind of from the odd side, because I think his church was remarkable, and yet he couldn't come to the place where he recognized that. So that's strange. Now, most churches are on the opposite side of that, and they're not experiencing these signs. So what I would do, say I'm thinking, I'm not going to say if this is a present church or past church, so nobody's going to try to figure out where is Maines in terms of the church he's talking about, okay? But I have a very clear picture in my mind of a given church of which I was or am a part of, and I will tell you where I think they're strong and where I think they're weak, and it's going to be specifically in regard to that list. When it talks about the word coming alive in the past revival books I've read, I don't think I've been in a church like this given church I'm thinking of, because every Sunday, I mean, that preaching was right on the mark. And I would go away and I would say, I don't know how those guys did it again, because sometimes they would use different voices, but they have spoken directly to my heart, and it is wonderful to hear the word the way they unfolded. And the communication was absolutely wonderful. I mean, it was how to and everything I talk about. So that was the one great strength of that church for which I give them credit. And I think Jesus would have been saying amen, even literally one who was a part of that church just like I would. I would also say that evangelism, they were phenomenal that way. The baptismal services, they would have so many people. Now, the growth of the church didn't seem to correspond with all the people who were being saved, so maybe those people were from other churches and they didn't become a part of the church. I don't know, but there were a huge number of people being converted. And on top of that, they would give testimonies in the services. They didn't say who wants to give a testimony. They would incorporate them already planned ahead in the services. And they were exciting, dynamic testimonies. And one of the reasons I like to bring people there, because they heard real people saying how their lives had been changed through Jesus, and they gave good testimonies. I mean, they were very thrilling testimonies. So those were great strengths, evangelism and the spoken word really coming alive from the pulpit. I don't rate them as high in my mind in the area of worship. They had a contemporary worship band, they called it. They sang all kinds of different songs. It was not a blended service with different kinds of music. It's just that they sang songs that were worship, songs that were testimony, songs that were challenge and all the rest. And they never made a distinction of that. It was hard for me because it wasn't what I was used to. It was a very loud sound to me. And also, they only had worship in music. There was never worship in any other way, through means that I think are just as good, through prayer or through readings that were done, through drama, through whatever, you know, dance. It was always music, always the same people doing it. So I would say worship-wise, I don't think the congregation was there. Maybe those musicians, it meant a lot to them. It seemed to. Sometimes they would talk about it, but it didn't seem, it was more spectator than it was participant.
Yeah, the congregation could have just as easily been at a concert than in a church service.
Yeah, and that's a very fair statement of what this church was like. Service, it was definitely staff-run church as opposed to the people running it, which is neither good nor bad. But there were a lot of people in the church who didn't really participate. They kind of came on Sunday, and that was it. And they never seemed to develop the theme of how do we get you incorporated so that you can serve this Lord who's done so much for you. They had a prayer meeting. It was once a week. It was once a month, and I attended that, and there was hardly anybody there. So I would say that was a real lack. So with the extreme positive of the word coming alive and the extreme positive of evangelism, there were areas where they fell short. I don't know how to evaluate where they were in the area of holiness. And again, this was one of those churches where nobody ever talked about sin. And holiness is kind of another one of those words they never talked about. I don't know why. I don't know where that training came from. I don't know why. You know, in fact, as I would talk with different people, I would say, I think that's an area of sin in your life that you need to work on and you need to have God's help with. And, you know, that was like a word. What is that, you know? So it's funny. So I'm basically looking at the church and I'm saying, did the church know revival? They knew phenomenal evangelism, but that was an end in itself, and evangelism wasn't a part of revival. And yet at the same time, it was a large church. It had kind of reached a plateau. I'm guessing there were probably 400 people, and it was going to stay there. It all the time I was there, it was at that same number. And I don't think that revival usually get huge growth, you know, just mushrooms all of a sudden. So as I evaluate, I would say there are certain strengths they had, and at the same time they were lacking in some areas. And I really appreciated the strengths. They meant a great deal to me, and the lack areas, I didn't try to let them bother me, but they were definitely there. So I can evaluate where that church is, and I think if I go back, it's going to be probably at the same place. Does that make sense? So yes. I have a way to evaluate, and I'm trying to do this so that a pastor can say, how do I evaluate where I am? And I was thinking maybe you could pick a church pastor present and do the same kind of evaluation.